This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House transportation will now come to order. I would like to welcome everyone here this morning, not only in our committee room, but those who are listening to us online. I would like to remind everyone to please turn off your cell phone or any other electric device you have. Our chair has decided that if it goes off during committee, we'll be making a donation to her favorite charity. I would like to remind anyone who will be testifying today to please sign in at the back of the room, and hopefully everyone has their badges on. I think that is good to begin with. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Chase.
Here.
Clark.
Present.
Dennert.
Here.
Freimuller.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
May. Schaefer.
Here.
Bordeaux.
Here.
Lesmeister.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Duval.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. We have a quorum. We have pages with us today, and we have three in our room. I would like you to please come forward and introduce yourself, where you're from, and what you might plan to do after high school.
You can use the microphone right there.
I'm Madison Sears. I'm from Spearfish, South Dakota, and I'll be studying naval engineering at the University of New Orleans next fall.
I'm Gracie Jones. I'm from Pierre, and I'm only a junior, but I'll probably go to college after next year.
Hi, I'm Amanda Neff. I'm from Sioux Falls. I plan to study engineering next year, but I don't know where yet.
Well, wonderful. Thank you and welcome. These pages will be with us for 2 weeks, and as I understand, it's a marvelous 2 weeks. At this point, I would entertain a motion to approve our minutes.
So
from.
Second.
Moved by Goodwin, seconded by Dennert. They are approved.
No, we have to vote. All in favor.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? They are accepted. Thank you. We will take up three bills this morning, and our first bill is going to be Senate Bill 79, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the display of motorcycle license plates. Do we have any proponents? Any proponents for Senate Bill 79? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dan Kaiser, State Representative, District 3 from Aberdeen. The bill in front of you is pretty simple. Right now, the motorcycle license plates, by law, have to be mounted horizontally. And this bill would allow the motorcycle enthusiast to mount their license plate vertically. It still has to be plainly visible. That's the main thing of all this. It just has to be visible. That license plate, I believe the measurements on it are 4 inches by 7 inches, so the lettering on it's about 3 inches. And speaking as somebody who's been in law enforcement and stopped people for this violation, having a vertical license plate, the numbers are legible to the cops. If the license plate is hidden or something, they'd still be able to make the stop. So really the main argument here is just, if it's vertical, are the numbers still legible? Yeah, they are. And there's a lot of specialty bikes out there, bikes brand new from the manufacturer, where their license plate bracket is set up for a vertical license plate, which of course is illegal right now in South Dakota. So that's why I'm hoping you'll pass this bill to make that legal, make folks with custom motorcycles, give them the ability to have it vertical. So please vote yes, and I'll stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Any further proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm State Senator Terry Haverly from District 35 in Rapid City. I don't have anything to say, but I'm in appropriations all day, so I just thought I'd come and hang out with you. However, since I'm here, Senate Bill 79 is a fairly straight, simple bill. The current law was brought to my attention by ABATE, which is a Brotherhood of Awareness, Training, and Education. It was specifically pertaining to motorcycles. ABATE has worked very hard in this state to promote safety, to support economic development, and to be good citizens with other organizations, raising money for our state's charities. There's a close relationship with the State Department of Public Safety, promoting safety courses and publishing highway motorcycle maps. This bill does not change the fact that safety is always first. This would allow plates to be mounted horizontally or vertically. Currently, there are 28 states that allow vertical plates, and several of the neighboring states do. Now, frankly, there are a low number of motorcycles using vertical plates currently. Most of these are custom bikes, as representatives stating, and turning the plate vertically is simply a matter of style. However, that is now a violation of current law, so we need to change that to make that option. Motorcycles are being manufactured with the option of vertical mounting of license plates, ensuring readability and a light mounted appropriately shining on the plate. Of course, we all know the largest number of vertical plates in the state are probably seen during the week of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, during which time we all know that millions of dollars are injected into our state and our local economy. They ride in from states where they are legal, and boom, suddenly they can be faced with a fine in our fine state. Again, obviously, I want to repeat that the plate needs to be visible with totally unobstructed view for identification purposes. Motorcyclists are patriots. They're just enthusiasts with the motorcycles. They're citizens crusaders from all walks of life. They do not want to be criminals. They don't want to be lawbreakers. They simply want to ride the vehicle of their choice and to do so legally. I would ask for your support of Senate Bill 79 and to support our motorcycle community. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any further proponents for Senate Bill 79? Welcome.
Morning, Madam Vice Chair and members of the House Transportation Committee. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm the registered lobbyist for ABATE. And I think this is one of the only times during the year I get to appear before House Transportation, and it's a delight considering the other committees I've been in this morning. So I'm really thankful to be here. Senate Bill 79, I'm a former teacher, as many of you do know, so I always bring audio visuals, or I think some learners are better at reading things, some are better at seeing things. And as Representative Kaiser and Senator Haverly have stated, this is a very important bill to ABATE because it, for us at least, it deals with choice and liberty. And it is about economic development. As Senator Haverly stated, out in Sturgis during the rally time, we see thousands and thousands of bikers that come to our state, spend money, enjoy motorcycling in the hills. And we work very hard to encourage the safety aspect, but we also want to be welcoming as a state because I know that that's always been part of the South Dakota tradition. There are 28 states, 29, I didn't get the last one on here, but I will pass this around if the pages would, and you can see who, thank you people. You will see the other states that allow vertical plates and or have no restrictions on plates, and you see the corresponding states around us. The only state around us that has a specific statute dealing with vertical plates is Minnesota. Iowa, Montana, and Nebraska all have no restrictions on the plate orientation, i.e. horizontal or vertical. Then also I want to point out to you, I have some pictures so you can see how it looks exactly on a bike. And I'll pass this around for the committee to see also. Currently this is on a bike, and you're going to hear about the bike from another testimony, a person testifying today, but this is how it is in South Dakota right now, a vertical plate. And motorcyclists can be cited for not having a vertical plate. Here is what the proposed bill that we're asking the House Transportation Committee to pass today, if you're allowing a vertical plate, you simply pull it up. And there's also, if you see on the newer bikes, a light that shines directly on the license plate. Perfectly readable. And I'll pass all these around for you to take a look at. Then they said, what if you do it the other way, which I understand some of our opponents, in a funny, humorous way, did their testimony another direction. So I moved in another direction also. You can also read it, perfectly readable. And that's this direction. Also, I would comment to you that I think that we have to look at this particular bill helping also the manufacturers, because not only do people want to customize their bike, when you realize the cost of a bike and how possessive and proud people are of their motorcycle, it's also a stock bike that comes out of the dealerships, because the lever can be done this way or this way, as Representative Kaiser stated, and you simply move the plate up. The issue has always been, is there readability? First of all, I have full confidence in the Department of Public Safety, Highway Patrolman, law enforcement, that they have a very strict eye test. And they're capable of reading a license plate from that direction. I think there's far more problems with a mud-covered a license plate when you can't read it, whatever direction there is. So also, on this particular bill, I think that you're going to see you're encouraging people to be individuals. And I would ask, Madam Vice Chair, that you pass Senate Bill 79 and support the motorcycle community in South Dakota and from out of state. Thank you, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. I am a visual learner, so I appreciate those photos.
And I'm going to, I'm going to pass them around while the other testifiers are.
Okay, good. Are there any further proponents for Senate Bill 79?
Good morning, Madam Vice Chair and members of the committee. I'm Myron Rao, President, Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. And I'm also, with your permission, going to talk personally about this bill. Is that okay with you, Madam Vice Chair?
Yes.
Okay. This bike is mine. And that's why the personal side. And again, I've got pictures of all this. And this is a stock bike. This is not a customized motorcycle. I took this off the... bought this off the from Black Hills Harley Davidson as it is, but that bracket clearly the bracket is made so that you take one half of it off and put it down to the bottom. It becomes vertical, done by the manufacturer because of the 20 plus states that this is legal. I represent as the president of Auto Dealers Association, and their lobbyists represent the motorcycle dealers. And this is a matter of choice. Again, I hate to use the word fanatics, but we Harley riders are. And last year when we passed the ape hanger bill, as it was called, I immediately put those on my bike because that's just to make it personal. And honestly, if you read this section we're trying to amend, if you read it in its entirety, it talks about being securely mounted, clear of mud, snow, and ice. That's going to be the case. It's a matter of readability. And honestly, just to tell you a quick story of yesterday, because, again, as you're going to hear the opponent talking about direction, and I know they circulated a document with the printing going the other direction. Yesterday, I had to send a fax to a bank in Omaha from my office. And when I lay the sheet face up on the copy on the fax machine, the print is actually vertical to me. I was able to punch that phone number into the fax machine without turning the document again. This is, anybody can do this. This is not, and like I say, it's readability was what this is about. And if you look at those pictures, you know, this is clearly visible. So is this. It's just a matter of choice. And my dealers tell me that the Harley-Davidson, especially, makes about 2 or 3% of the motorcycles this way. You're not gonna find a guy that's gonna take his license plate off his bike that's mounted in the center of the fender, and try to mount it in some other way. unless he has to. Like I say, this came from the factory this way. And like I said, as far as it sticks out, again, that was my choice. I wouldn't have had to buy this bike, but it would be a lot less likely for me to run into or get hooked on if it was setting the other direction. My personal choice is this one, and the reason is that way the decal, the month decal, is right beside the license plate light. So you're going to be able to read the decal. That's really the most important. That can't be read going down the road. So that's really my choice, if you approve this, is this right here. With that, I will stand by for questions. I'd appreciate your positive vote on this this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rao. Do we have further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Vice Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Wayne Leto. I'm from Sturgis, South Dakota. I'm a longtime ABATE member. I'm also their legislative officer. I'm also an instructor for the motorcycle safety course in the state of South Dakota. Today, however, I come to you as a concerned constituent. As you've heard, ABATE stands for Brotherhood Awareness and Training. Our purpose or mission is shepherding of motorcycling. We work to keep motorcycling safe and yet free and unencumbered as we can. Whether it's a hobby of yours or a lifestyle choice, we work to keep it free and unencumbered. It should be your choice. This piece of legislation helps ensure just that. The ability to turn a license plate on a motorcycle is another avenue of expression for the individual and all of us. As you know, motorcycle owners are notorious for individuality and customization. Even though most of us enjoy leather and black t-shirts, we still like to be just a little bit different than everybody else. The ability to turn this plate is just another extension of that wish. As you've seen from the pictures, visibility is not an issue, nor is safety. This doesn't affect the operation of a motorcycle. It doesn't affect how it rides. It's simply a choice. As an organization, ABATE has always been fiscally responsible. When we came to this body with a need for funding for motorcycle training in South Dakota, we went to ourselves, our members, our constituents, our motorcycling public, and we charged ourselves an increase on registration, dedicated all the money to motorcycle safety. Once again, we wish to be fiscally responsible with this bill. We don't want to turn the type, we just want to be able to turn the plate. It's cheaper, it's easy, no fuss, no mess. In this situation, once again, we don't want to cost anyone any money. Will it require an instance of thinking outside the box? Perhaps. But that's why law enforcement has such rigorous training requirements and continuous training. I urge you to vote today favorably on SB 79. Strike a vote for individual expression as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any further opponents? Proponents to Senate Bill 79. Any proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Rick Miller with the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and on behalf of the Department of Public Safety, I'm here in opposition of Senate Bill 79. One of the most important tools for identification law enforcement use every single day is the license plate. We look at them to ensure proper registration. We look at them for calling in a traffic stop. We use them to verify the vehicles, make sure it's not stolen. Some may take them for granted, but they're extremely important in everything that we do. Turning them 90 degrees on a motorcycle can have a significant impact on our day-to-day work. Another vital role of the license plate is the ability for an eyewitness to use it in identifying suspects of a crime. Imagine witnessing a motorcycle elude from assault or from some other crime scene. The inability to quickly see the license plate because we allow it to be turned in any direction on the motorcycle would diminish the ability to catch the suspect. I have in front of me here a motorcycle plate, and as mentioned, it measures 4 inches by 7 inches. A passenger vehicle plate measures 6 inches by 12 inches. Allowing the plate to be mounted diagonally or vertically doesn't allow law enforcement or you, the eyewitness, or your constituent the ability to quickly ascertain the plate number or the details, especially in the event of a pursuit or other dangerous circumstance. The slight turn of the head while at a high speed, even though we're trained very well, can be catastrophic. As previously mentioned, the fax number. The fax number being entered in sideways, very easy. I'm in a pursuit, or you witness something and you have a split second to get that plate number, you're naturally read left to right. As I talked to some of the members of the committee, some of you guys are very able to read upside down even when you'd see my talking point. Mounting it sideways, not as easy. Can be done. Our training is extensive, and we see things every day. But if a split-second decision has to be made, or I have to get that plate instantly, it's tough to read. If someone were to introduce a bill to allow a trailer plate to be mounted in any way except upside down, would we allow that? And what about a passenger vehicle? If we came in and allowed that, would we allow it? If you're answering no, why would you allow it for a motorcycle? Motorcycle plates make up a small percent of the registered vehicles. Of that small percent, an even smaller percent of those motorcycles would have the desire to mount them in an undesirable fashion. Those manufacturers make it optional. It's not required because they understand that the license plate needs to be mounted so everyone can see it very clearly in this fashion. The English language teaches us to read left to right. With a smaller plate not being able to read left to right, I'd ask you to oppose Senate Bill 79. Thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Are there any further opponents to Senate Bill 79? Opponents? Seeing none, I will call for a rebuttal. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair and members of the House Transportation Committee. Diana Miller, representing Abate, registered lobbyist for Abate. A couple things I'm going to bring up, and it opened the door to promote this. First of all, I guess DPS is opposed to the bill, but where are the local sheriffs and police chiefs and other law enforcement? They're not here opposing this, and they enforce this locally in all of the communities. So I would assume they feel it's acceptable and allowable for this particular piece of legislation. And I think when you hear about the idea of a pursuit, folks, a pursuit is a pursuit. You're not worried necessarily about the most important thing is the license plate. I think you're playing on some fears here. Pursuit is pursuit. You're worried much more about other things that are happening around you, the environment, the people involved in the pursuit, so forth. So I think that's a little bit harsh to say that this is going to impact directly a pursuit. And then the interesting part was that they said they've not seen a vertical plate on a trailer. And as I said, I'm a visual person, and this is a U.S. government state trailer with a vertical plate, and I will pass that around so that you can see. Oops, excuse me. It is simply turned horizontal. So I would pass this around and allow you to look at this trailer, and it says right on here, U.S. government, and you can look at the plate is there, and it is a vertical plate. Thank you for that. And also, I think this is, we have verification of a ticket that was issued, and I'm sure there are more than one, but I just brought one while you're out and about, and it is a warning ticket, but it allows you the opportunity and permission and a reason to stop someone if they have a vertical plate from out of state that may allow, one of the 28 states that allows a plate from out of state. When they come in, they're not going to change the plate and move it horizontal to be in compliance with South Dakota law or being here a week or 10 days and then move it back when they leave the state. So there is a ticket, and I would also pass this around so you can see that we have been cited as a warning, of course, and we just don't want that to turn into anything beyond that. As I stated, we work very closely with Highway Safety and DPS on publishing motorcycle maps to encourage safety. Many of our members are instructors, and we want to continue that relationship. And this is one small avenue, I think, to ensure freedom and the right of choice. And Madam Chairman, I would, Vice Chairman, I would ask that you pass Senate Bill 79 and support the motorcycle community. Thank you.
Thank you again, Ms. Miller. I will close the portion of testimony and open this section for committee questions. Are there any questions? Yes, Representative Chase.
This would be for Representative Kaiser. Ms. Miller brought up a good point. If you are a police officer in the city of Aberdeen, if you see a vehicle or motorcycle with this license plate, are you instructed to pull them over, or do you just simply don't care as long as it has a valid license plate on it?
Madam Chair, Dan Kaiser, State Representative, District 3. To clarify the question, right now, as the law is, would I be instructed to stop a vehicle for a vertically mounted license plate?
Right.
Okay. That's a policy decision made by all the chiefs and the sheriffs, the heads of the agencies, of what they would like enforced. And our direction would be, yes, that's a violation of law, so we should be making stops.
Madam Chair, so it would be classified as it is right now as a primary reason to stop a vehicle is the way that the license plate is mounted if it's in a vertical position?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, Representative Leesmeister.
Or Representative Kaiser. So is it, you said this is a policy decision within your department, or is it a state statute?
Madam Chair, it's a state statute, but with all crimes, unless it's mandated by the legislature that an officer must make an arrest, typically class twos are at the discretion of the officer on whether or not and how they want to enforce it, whether that's a warning ticket or a citation. So the question is, the sheriffs and chiefs, do they have the ability to say, hey, let's not worry about this. Let's worry about underage drinking over at this area of the city. What do you prioritize? And what's the direction for the agency for what they stop? Our direction would be traffic enforcement. This is a violation of the law. We shall stop people for it.
Okay. Follow up, please. Yes. How often do you think you have pulled somebody over for this violation?
Me personally, a handful of times, but a lot of my job now is paperwork as a supervisor.
Any further questions? Representative Freimuller?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So basically, there's 29 states that allow this. So if they're riding their bikes in from Georgia, you can pick them up, even though they're doing something legal in Georgia?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Any further questions? Okay, seeing none, we will close this portion and open committee discussion or action.
Sure.
Yes.
Make motion to pass.
Second. A motion by Representative Leesmeister to... Second by Freimuller. Okay. Madam Secretary?
Comments.
Comments. Thank you.
Discussion.
Thank you.
Madam Vice Chair. I guess Representative Kaiser's testimony kind of did it for me, being in law enforcement stuff. It's a policy decision at the level. Yes, it's a state statute, but they can make it a policy decision. I don't think we're really using the law that much. As he stated, he's did it a handful of times. So I guess there's no consistency here to start with, the way I look at it. So I guess I'm just going on that, on his testimony alone, that we have these other 28 states. Sometimes we're pulling them over, sometimes we're not. Let's just get rid of this and be done with it so we don't have the confusion.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments? Seeing none, we will... vote.
Restate the motion.
Okay.
Motion is for a due pass.
The motion is for a due pass on Senate Bill 79. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Representative Chase?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Livermont?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Schaefer?
No.
Bordeaux?
Nay.
Lesmeister?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
No.
Duval?
Aye.
We have 12 yeas, 3 nays. I mean, 9 yeas.
I counted 10.
10? I'm going with you.
Let's see.
You're right, it's 10.
Senate Bill 79 has passed, and we will move this to the floor for a due pass.
Thank you to our Vice Chair for running that bill. I appreciate that. We will now move into Senate Bill 73, an act to provide a special tribal veteran license plate for certain motor vehicles. We will open it up for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 73.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak about Senate Bill 73. I am Steve Emery, Cabinet Secretary for the Department of Tribal Relations. The Department of Tribal Relations worked with Senator Heinert, the Department of Revenue, and the Department of Veterans Affairs to develop this bill to create a tribal veterans license plate based upon requests from tribal member veterans across South Dakota. Currently, tribal member veterans must choose to apply for either a veteran's license or for a tribal license plate. This bill gives tribal member veterans the opportunity to be recognized for their service and also to identify as a tribal member state citizen. This bill does not raise taxes, does not adversely affect the state budget, and the funds collected for this license plate will be distributed in the same fashion as tribal license plates are today. As a combat veteran of the United States Army and a tribal member state citizen, I identify with the desire to be recognized for the service I gave to my country and to support my tribe as well. Senate Bill 73 received unanimous support in committee and on the floor of the Senate, and I encourage the House Committee on Transportation to support Senate Bill 73 as well. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you very much. Is there further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 73? Further proponents.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, committee members. I am Secretary of Veterans Affairs Larry Zimmerman. As Secretary Emery noted, I will support with them this license plate. It is important to remember that our Native American veterans are a very high percentage as compared to any culture that serves our country. Our state is a high percentage also overall, and I believe the tribal members and the tribal veterans deserve to have this plate to represent their culture and to represent their service to our country. So I would ask that you as a committee and chairman support this Senate Bill 73. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Is there further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 73? Further proponents? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will move to committee questions. We will move to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Dennert.
I move due pass.
Second.
We have a due pass by Representative Dennert, seconded by Representative Rasmussen. Any comments on that?
I think it's a good bill, and I think we should send it to the floor.
Thank you. Anyone else want to chime in? If not, we have a due pass motion on Senate Bill 73. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chase.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
It is unanimous.
It came out unanimous. Anybody interested in consent from Representative May?
Consent.
Second by Representative Livermont. We have a consent motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And it is on the consent calendar. Congratulations. Our third bill today is Senate Bill 118, an act to allow for special motor vehicle license plates depicting the Dignity sculpture. Proponent testimony, Representative Bordeaux. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. The bill before you today, I'm Sean Bordeaux, Mission District 26A. The bill before you is a recommendation that we put the Dignity statue on license plates, much like Mount Rushmore. I think the Dignity statue has become a very important part of South Dakota's current and you know, and historically, this is really going to be a big thing for us. So I'm one that feels like it should be promoted. I think it's done a good job for bringing in reconciliation and bringing the races closer together and showing respect for the two primary races in the state, the Native Americans and the rest of the state. And it just shows that the statue brings a lot of respect and dignity, frankly, to an issue that's been really difficult for a lot of people to deal with, the race relations. So I think it's important that we support this. I think it's important for the state to be looked upon by other states and other tourists throughout the world when they come here as they travel across our great state. I think dignity represents the best of South Dakota. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Bordeaux. Are there any further proponents to Senate Bill 118? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 118? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Representative Clark.
Thank you. And this is we for whoever can answer this. Would there be any additional cost to our budget for this special plate?
Madam Chair, may I answer from my...
Yes, that would be fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Sean Bordeaux, Mission... I'll do my best to answer the question. I don't believe there'll be significant amount. I can only imagine when they first do the first cut, the first print, whatever they call that first little piece, probably takes a little bit of added expense. I wouldn't imagine that it would be more than, you know, a minuscule amount of just a few hundred dollars at the most. And for that few hundred dollars, I think that we would get a big thing in return, and that would be reconciliation of our races. Thank you.
Any further questions?
I'm Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
So, Representative Bordeaux, you're proposing we take the Mount Rushmore off a license plate and put this on instead?
Madam Chair. Representative, no, that is not the case. If people would like to have Mount Rushmore, they certainly are welcome to choose that. This will be another opportunity for somebody to choose another thing that represents some of the best of South Dakota. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions? Representative Chase.
Representative Bordeaux, is this something you look for statewide in every treasurer's office or just in certain areas on reservations, or anybody could order a plate with a dignity on? Is that what your thoughts are?
Madam Chair, yes, I believe that this will be for everybody in South Dakota to promote the beautiful Dignity statue just like they can Mount Rushmore. Thank you.
Representative Frymuller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I do appreciate you bringing this. But when I go to the to pay my fees and get my new licenses, they're all in a box right there, and they just pull them out. So would they have to request a special plate? You know, would they have to do it 30 days in advance and request a special plate? Because the cost of license plates, I'm just concerned, you know, if we don't have enough need for them and we make half Dignity, half Mount Rushmore or something, how would we know in advance how many special plates were needed or wanted? Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Representative, thank you for the question. I think the last time I went, giving them a B, I've already done this year in January, there was a box. The box did have quite a few other plates in it. I would imagine there would be another box with a substantial amount of plates. And if it looked like they forecasted that they didn't have enough plates, they may have to order some more. I would imagine that they would have enough on hand to be able to determine that somewhere within the process. So I don't expect that this would be a big problem. I think it would be probably a fun problem for some treasurer who's probably bored and wants a little more activity in their life to stimulate their day. Thank you.
First, Representative Livermond, and then Representative Lesmeister.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Bordeaux, just clarification on this. Would this be kind of on the same order as custom plates? Like, I mean, you go around and you see custom license plates got guys' names on it or something ingenious that they put on it. Would this be on the same order as that?
Madam Chair, thank you, Representative, for the question. I believe these will be a box of just generic plates that have similar, just a bunch of numbers, and I don't think it'll be a special order unless you'd like the name Livermont to go underneath of it. Otherwise, I don't think you would really have to worry about a special order or a special fee. Thank you.
Representative Lesmeister.
Yeah, I guess just to clarify, when we're talking about charges and stuff here, on line 12 it says a $10 administrative fee shall be charged for the special plates and deposited into a license plate special revenue fund. So if there is some extra burden of cost, I think we're going to have it covered by more than enough there, is my opinion. My question, Representative Bordeaux, would you agree with that?
Madam Chair?
Well done. Yes.
Representative, thank you for the question. And by the way, it looks like a beautiful day out in Eagle Butte today. I believe you're correct in your assessment. I believe the $10 will be more than enough to cover any other fees along with the plates. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Representative Schaefer.
Madam Chairman, just as a matter of information, they've stated to me that actually the state makes, out of the $10, they make $9. So I think it's actually could be a moneymaker.
I believe, though, that we have moved into committee discussion. Any further committee discussion and or action?
Madam Chair.
Representative May?
Move. Second.
It was, okay. Moved by Representative May, seconded by Representative Lesmeister. Do pass. Any comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really like this bill. I think it's a good bill. And the cost associated with it, you know, we spend millions and millions of dollars on trying to better our relationships with our tribes. This is a bill that can do that and give everybody an opportunity, whether you want the Mount Rushmore logo or you want the Dignity. I just think that this is a really efficient way to move those conversations forward in a positive way. So thank you.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you. I was going to say what the Representative May said. What a nice wrap up. I couldn't agree more. This is a substantial benefit. A substantial bow of honor, I think, to a substantial culture in our state. Thank you for your comments. We got to vote green on this.
Any further comments? Yes, Representative Goodwin.
Well, being that Mount Rushmore is in my district, I have to give Mount Rushmore a plug. And I think Mount Rushmore is worldly known. I mean, anybody sees the Mount Rushmore symbol, they know it's South Dakota. We are the Rushmore State. We changed it from the Sunshine State a number of years ago. And I think we're getting all kinds of license plates out here. We just approved one before for the tribal veterans, which I think is a great deal. And so I would feel more comfortable just having the Mount Rushmore license plate.
Thank you. Any further comments?
Madam Chair.
Representative May.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Goodwin, for that analogy. I will have to disagree based on past legislation and all the hard work that is put in with the Tribal-State Relations Committee and our Tribal-State, our Tribal Department with Secretary Emery and all the work that goes on behind the scenes trying to improve those relations. This is just one tool in the toolbox. And I look at dignity as a way of moving all our conversations forward in a positive light. Talk about world-renowned. Dignity could become the next Mount Rushmore for South Dakota. I think it's very, very important that the people that come to this state and tour this state have to understand we have 9 reservations here. We have another culture here. And we all live together in that same culture. And we, as citizens of South Dakota, need to promote that and help people understand the other culture. And so I don't care if somebody wants Mount Rushmore. I don't care if they want a special plate with their name on it. But I think it's very important to the 9 reservations and people such as myself that want to promote the good relationships between the both of the governments that this bill needs to move forward with a positive light on it and not directed in a way that so many other things get directed as separating us. We are all one here in this state. We drive the same roads. We attend the same schools. We eat at the same restaurants. And so I think it's important for us to keep that in mind when we're looking at bills like this. This is a very efficient way and, frankly, a very easy way to promote that. And I think it would go a long ways in healing a lot of ill feelings that we have endured in this state over the years. And so I just encourage everybody not to look at it like we're trying to downgrade Mount Rushmore, because we're not. It's a very, very important thing for our state. It brings in a lot of economic development as far as businesses and such. And I look at dignity to be in the same category. I think that Chamberlain and that area is going to see increased tourism, and we need to promote that. So anyway, I just wanted to ease everybody's concerns. This really is a good bill. Thank you.
Representative Lesmeister.
Thank you, Representative May. Hit it dead on the head. Perfect. I will add to it, Mount Rushmore, dignity, personalized plates, it doesn't matter. Motorcycle plates, trailer plates, guess what? In the state of South Dakota, they all have the same symbol on them. That says South Dakota. Thank you.
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to go ahead and vote aye on this measure. However, I want to urge caution going forward on other plates. We don't want to be like some of these other states that have 100 to 200 different style of plates for every statue, every monument, every cause. So while this is a definitely worthwhile cause, I want to urge caution going forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else care to chime in?
Madam Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
I by no means come across that I'm prejudiced or anything if I vote to vote this down, because I'm the farthest from being prejudiced there is. And I want to have good relationship with all the people of South Dakota. But I do think Mount Rushmore signifies our state. And if you look at, like, Minnesota license plates, you don't know. You see deer on one. You see woodpeckers on one. You see all. You don't know where they're from, you know. And then you try to read Minnesota. And I think Mount Rushmore is the symbol of democracy. It's a symbol of our state. And so I urge you to vote
to keep Mount Rushmore on the license plate and not have specialty plates for everything.
Thank you. Seeing no further comments, we have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 118. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chase?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Dennert?
Pass.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Goodwin?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Livermont?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Bordeaux?
Aye.
Lesmeister?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Duval?
Dennert?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Duval?
Aye.
We have 11 yeas and 2 nays.
No, we have 12 and 1.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That goes to the floor with a do pass motion. That finishes our calendar for today. I've scheduled 4 bills for Thursday morning. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Lesmeister, seconded by Clark. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Leave your binders.